Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Hei Masechet Be'er, which will complete the fourth Perek Hamevi and begin the fifth and final Perek Mashilin. Perek Mashilin will discuss several actions which are not considered a Melacha Gemura, yet are forbidden on Yom Tov as they are on Shabbos, as well as several items which are permissible on Yom Tov despite the fact that they are forbidden on Shabbos. Perek Mashilin will also discuss the Halacha of Tchum as it relates to Yom Tov, as well as how it relates to the belongings of the owner on Yom Tov. Some of the topics we learned about today include a continuation of the discussions regarding Hukva L'Maisa, various situations which produce becomes obligated to have Trumas or Maisa separated, or whether the produce have not yet been Hukva L'Maisa and may still be eaten Machilas Aroi even before the Trumas and Maisa have been separated. Various items that are permissible on Yom Tov because of Hefsed Mammon, and how Tircha Merubah plays a part in determining what is permissible and what is forbidden on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Hukva L'Maisa. Any produce that must be Maisud may not be eaten by Achilas Keva before its Trumas and Maisas have been removed or designated. It may, however, be eaten by Achilas Aroi as a snack, not as a meal, until it becomes Hukva L'Maisa, designated for tithing, through an action that demonstrates the final preparation of the fruit for eating. After it is Hukva L'Maisa, it is forbidden to eat even by Achilas Aroi before the Trumas and Maisas have been separated. There are many actions that can designate fruits as Hukva L'Maisa, such as cooking the fruit, designating the fruit to be eaten on Shabbos, separating truma from the fruit, bringing the fruit into the owner's yard, or bringing the fruit to sell in the market. There's a machlokes in our Gemara as to whether these actions are kavei l'maisa only when nigma malachdan, the production process has been completed, or even if loy nigma malachdan. Tircha Merubah. There's an issur of shvus on Shabbos and Yom Tov that Shabbos and Yom Tov should be a day of rest, to exclude something that compromises the spirit of rest on Shabbos. This is learned from the pasuk by Yom HaShvi Tishbos. Including this issur is any item which entails Tircha Merubah, which is an unusual amount of exertion and effort expended on Yom Tov, even if this item is something that will benefit the person on Yom Tov itself. Tevel Muchen Hu Eitzel Shabbos. Tevel is not Muktzeh Machmas Gufa in and of itself. It is Muktzeh Machmas Issur, being that the Chum prohibited taking Trumas and Maisas on Shabbos. If a person violates the Isser and separates the Trumas and Maisus, the produce is no longer Muktzeh Machmas Isser and may be eaten on Shabbos.